IBM Podcast.
Hello, I'd like to thank everyone for taking time from their busy schedules to listen to this podcast. IBM has launched Mobile First, the industry's most complete mobile solution portfolio. And we're glad to have Aneeza Malik, IBM's AIM industry practice leader for global insurance, here with us today to talk about what this means from an insurance perspective. Aneeza, let's start from the business imperatives in insurance and look into why mobile, why now, and how does mobile help address these imperatives?
Thank you, Michael. The proliferation of all things mobile, smartphones, tablets, is beyond anything we've seen in terms of technology adoption on a global basis. According to leading analysts, mobile phones will overtake PCs as the most common web access device worldwide. Some of the stats we're seeing are 1 in 3 Americans own a smartphone, and the number is higher in many of the Asia-Pac countries as well as many parts of Europe. Moreover, access to mobile is now available to 90% of the world population and 80% of the population in rural areas. From the insurance industry perspective, adding mobile to an insurer's strategy is critical to their business. From being able to solidify their distribution channel, ensuring current policyholders, agents, and brokers have access to information, products, and services anywhere, anytime, to increasing the potential for reaching out to and acquiring new customers. Furthermore, insurers are working with a dispersed and diversified workforce, from employees to captive and independent agents, and as consumers, employees, and agents increasingly leverage their mobile for various services, a strategy to support bring your own device and delivering access to services, products, and information via mobile will increasingly become critical. For insurers, customer interaction must encompass traditional and immersive forms, from face-to-face, call center, web, and mobile. And that's the strategy we will see prevailing in the insurance industry.
Wow, that's a tremendous amount of interesting information, Aneeza. It sounds like there's great opportunities for insurance companies. What if an insurance company wanted to get started on mobile journey today? What are the key focus areas that should be considered?
Well, the key focus areas for insurers will include customer agent care and insights, essentially providing educational tools to start off with, self-help, alerts, and expert advice or information related to product services, emergency contact, location-based services, access to account-related information from verifying balances, payments, policy-related information, or information related to their 401k investment plans, as an example. The other areas include claims, being able to submit first notice of loss, ability to request for emergency road services is an area. Being able to submit incident reports and being able to track claims, obtaining quotes or delivering quotes if it's an agent that's out there selling life policies, for instance. Product recommendations is another area, and then running targeted marketing campaigns based on high personalization, enabling agents, brokers to sell life insurance plans via the use of tablets. So these are all different areas where the adoption of mobile or delivering mobile-related services will increasingly become key.
Wow, this seems to be quite a few areas where insurance companies could take advantage of mobile technology and where the industry is going. Can you illustrate, by way of a simple customer example, an overview of life before mobile first and possibly life after mobile first for us?
Sure. Let me give you an example of a Global 500 multi-line insurer that is using mobile first to offer a wide range of services and products to its policyholders and agents, including the ability to submit first notice of loss, capture and send photos of an accident scene, as an example, as well as track claim status. They're all delivering educational tools also via mobile, such as a retirement calculator and product account information. On the life end, agents are leveraging their tablets for product selection and recommendation. The ability to offer these services via the mobile channel has enabled this carrier to improve agent customer satisfaction, retention, as well as the ability to deliver services anywhere, anytime. Now, I want to emphasize that, you know, this is just another means through which insurers will be interacting with their agents, their brokers, and their customers. So it is all about adopting a multi-channel strategy.
Yes, there seems to be quite a few areas where mobile-first solutions can apply to insurance companies. But I was wondering if you could maybe give us an example of IDM's mobile-first and what types of capabilities are there for insurance companies, just at a glance.
Sure. The key capabilities of IBM Mobile First for insurance are the entire scope of products within the Mobile First portfolio, Mobile First platform for rapid deployment and development of high-quality mobile applications with seamless connectivity to enterprise applications, Mobile First management to address bring-your-own-device environments typified by insurers in spite of multi-platform complexities, mobile-first security to defend devices and data from unauthorized intrusion with context-aware mobile form factor capabilities, and mobile-first analytics to provide data for optimization of mobile experience and customer service.
Well, thank you for that. That sounded really good. I was wondering, right before we close here today, do you have any suggestions on how, if a customer wanted to get started with this, and how they could do that?
Sure. The three essential next steps to get started with IBM Mobile First would be, first, I would recommend learn more about IBM's capability and fit with your insurance organization by surfing to ibm.com/mobile-first. Second, join the cyber conversation with others working to implement mobile strategy in our industry at twitter.com, IBM Mobile, and Facebook. Those are all various ways of getting involved and interacting with a large forum of customer base. And then third, speak with your IBM counterparts and whether these are your account team. But definitely those would be the three ways of getting involved and engaged.
Well, Maniza, I'd like to thank you so much for presenting the IBM Mobile First portfolio in an insurance perspective. And I'd like to thank everybody that is listening to this podcast for their time. And don't forget to go to IBM.com Mobile First and to learn more about our mobile proposition. Thank you.
IBM Podcast.